This is the New Media Curmudgeon, Series 2, 0331, for identification. This podcast series is sponsored by Miles Calls of Bellevue, 37221, professional IT for everyone, and we'll hear from them in just a moment. There's a lot of noise on the net about so-called AI, or what some people are calling artificial intelligence. The problem is that it's not AI, it's machine learning, or to put it more succinctly, bot writing. House Calls of Bellevue 37221 has been my provider of computer service and repair since the days of my Mac 2 Plus, before the world ever heard of Google. VIP Silver is intended for seasoned citizens 55 and older, and it's available at the introductory rate of $23.95. VIP Silver is total protection and backup for your digital devices. Moving your backup to offsite storage, if you operate a business, consider buying VIP protection for your business records and devices. After the flood of 2010, 90% of those businesses which lost data failed to reopen. Think Opryland. Listeners may call Mouse Calls at 615-662-0235. Use the coupon code WOODY for a $19.95 rate for the first 3 months. VIP Silver subscription includes Mouse Calls weekly tip ticks and alerts delivered directly to your inbox. Call 615-662-0235. Do it right now. Commentary on today's avatar, a picture of a shop with the unlikely name, and here I quote, California Closets, end of quote. Considering the slovenly dress of most Americans, a California closet would have to be empty, as in vacant. A history lesson from Kim Komando, and here I quote, Happy Wednesday, what are you doing on this day in 1971? If you were Ray Tomlinson, you sent the first email ever from one computer to another using the ARPANET, precursor to the Internet. Thank you, Ray. End of quotation. Thanks for the history lesson, Kim, which I intend to include in this podcast, The New Media Curmudgeon. FYI, the message which was sent was a violation of protocol. It was a personal message, not permitted on the ARPANET established by the Defense Department. Just thought you'd like to know. More from Kim Komando, from the Current Tech News, powered by Kim Komando, in partnership with Rocket Money. Worth stealing your voice. Here's a sentence I never thought I would say. The FTC just issued a new warning for anyone with a custom voicemail that uses your voice. Why? Scammers are using artificial intelligence to clone people's voices. Hackers can use your voice fingerprint to access your voice-protected financial records or rip off relatives. Lovely. The best way to avoid this? Delete your outgoing voicemail message that uses your voice and replace it with a generic robotic voice. Is it me you're looking for? But wait, there's more. You should also stop saying hello when you answer the phone to a number you don't recognize. If you decide to pick up an unknown call, stay quiet until the person on the other end speaks. If they don't say a word, hang up. For good measure, you might as well block the call, too. Consider where else you might be posting audio and video of yourself. Pro stance, now more than it's ever, it's important to keep your Facebook and Instagram private. To avoid being scammed yourself, never send anyone money calling urgently. Hang up, call the person back, and make sure it was really your niece or brother-in-law or third cousin calling. Warn your family and friends, too. Consider this a Twitter PSA. If you got a coveted blue check prior to Elon Musk's takeover, you'll lose it on April 1st unless you pay for Twitter Blue. FYI, Twitter Blue is $8 a month on the site versus $11 a month on the app. You're welcome. And that's the end of Kim Komando.
Hello, this is Priscilla Smith. Go and play bridge at your local club this week.
Earn a Starbucks gift card. We'd like to hear from you. I'd like to reward your content suggestion or app nomination, or have you ask a digital question or otherwise provide content or commentary. Call 615-584-2717. Go to voicemail. Leave your message and contact information. That's 615-584-2717. Go to voicemail, and you too can have your 15 seconds of fame. If I use your nomination, watch U.S. Snail for a Starbucks passport. P.S. Starbucks gets it. Their cards are no longer plastic. When did it become smart to pay to shop? What's the latest on the shopping front? Paying to shop, coming to a shop near you. Last week I visited the local Barnes & Noble to shop so my spouse could look for some mystery stories. During checkout, I decided since we had spent more than $100 and we've been making monthly visits for some time, I was going to establish a loyalty account. I was stunned to hear Barnes & Noble has a premium or paid service, a la Costco or Sam's Club. I never have figured out what Sam's Club has that Walmart doesn't, except perhaps no odor of burned popcorn. I declined the paid membership for the good old-fashioned free variety. A comment on the American experience, The Code Breakers, the episode which tells the story of Elizabeth Smith Friedman. Her efforts in naval intelligence regarding South America was unsung by bureaucratic fiat. It was part of a devil's bargain between Franklin Roosevelt, the Navy Department, Army Intelligence, and J. Edgar Hoover. Hoover had inveigled the president into assigning him the Western Hemisphere in return for a hands-off policy elsewhere. See the FBI story. Nashville's experience with our so-called 24-hour news cycle. The news out of Nashville, Tennessee reminds me of that epitaph of W.C. Fields. On the whole, I'd rather be in Philadelphia. FYI, W.C. Fields was a vaudeville comedian, and Philadelphia was a place where Broadway shows that failed would go to reopen. 11 a.m. News Channel 2 shows a picture of the former St. Paul's Academy while describing events at Covenant School. At the start, any old school will do. Just as recently, in our news channel showed pictures of California garages while talking about fires in Florida. Gridlock on Hillsborough Road when the parents try to get to a place where they're not needed. Later on, our own Nashville Dunce mistates the obvious, and here I quote, The leading cause of death by students is guns and gunfire, end of quote. It's really death by suicide. Guns just make it easy. Of course, he's the expert since we've had a rash of gun incidents at Nashville Public Schools. You know, that bunch have just been awarded an increase by our legislature. How short their memory. It was only 10 years ago that the state had to take over the operation of our local schools. At 5 p.m., a convention of law enforcement at the shooter's home. So many, in fact, you can't tell the players without a scorecard. A big crowd for not much of an investigation. Of course, it's like one wag once remarked, today's news is used as a fish wrapper tomorrow. But at least we've had our 15 seconds of fame. There is only one thing we know for sure. Nashville's shooter was a female. It can't be a hate crime at Covenant School. I guess I'll say that before the lamestream media does.
What do you want, a free lesson in police work? Well then, you just fulfilled the first rule of law enforcement. Make sure when your shift is over, you go home alive. Here endeth the lesson.
Stay tuned for a podcast editorial. This has been the New Media Curmudgeon, Series 2, 03314, Identification. What follows is a podcast editorial. More disturbing news on the revenge front. Unfortunately for us, 21st century politics are motivated more by revenge than any other motive. Imagine a so-called investigative body subpoenaing a vice president. It's a crock. Mike Spence can't be compelled to testify before anybody about events of January 6th. In the first place, he has no knowledge of the events of January 6th. In the second place, he was engaged in his constitutional duty presiding at the certification of the Electoral College. He was the Vice President of the United States. He does not need a claim of executive privilege. He holds a constitutional office. He's not above the law. He's an officer of the law. It's called separation of powers. A federal judge who asserts otherwise is guilty of promoting nonsense and should in fact be removed from his office. Apparently, among other aspects, our judicial branch is out of control. Some of them need to go back and actually read that document which begins with these words, and here I quote, "We the people of the United States," end of quote. The views expressed in the preceding are entirely my own and may not reflect the opinion of any sponsor, supporter, or subscriber.